Today, Lockie, you feature in the paper.
Yeah, Macca people might turn to page 5 of the paper today, or they can check out a post I've put up on our Facebook page, Hit 101.9 Fraser Coast. I'm running for council.
What?
I know. It's a shock. I'm running for council in Division 10. I think the first people... Thank you for that fake applause sound effect that you've created there.
Thank you, fake constituents.
No, look, the first thing to point out probably is, where is Division 10? Because a lot of people, you know, they're not living their lives by divisions, right? So Division 10 primarily covers Yarangan and a portion of Torquay. So if you're driving from Skarness on the Esplanade, coming past the Torquay pub, you'll get to Robert Street. So the corner of Robert Street and the Esplanade is the cutoff that way, goes all the way out to the marina. If you're coming in Burrell Road, Elizabeth Street, if you take a left onto Emerald Parkway towards Yarangan High, everything to the right... is Division 10.
Okay.
The left is another division. So if you turn into Robert Street, then at the end of Emerald Parkway, you would be in Division 10. So hopefully that's painting a bit of a picture. Sugar Coast Village is on your right-hand side as you're coming in Elizabeth Street there. But look, if you're living in Division 10 and you listen to the show, I would love to chat with you. Get in touch on our Facebook page, Hit 101.9 Fraser Coast.
Yeah, and you've got an office now. I found that very amusing when I found out the other day.
Yeah, look. This isn't a big budget campaign, right? but I was like, look, I need to be close to the action.
Yep.
Because most people who listen to the show know I live in Maribyrnong.
Yep.
So I'm going to be spending a heap of time down speaking to as many people as I can who live in Division 10, Yarangan, Torquay. So I was able to secure an office for a very good price. The landlord looked after me. I'm in Biddeford Street, Torquay, which is actually in Division 9. But by all means, come and say hello. But equally... I'll be out and about. So if you see me, come and have a chat. Tell me what you think about council. What are the issues you're facing? Because I want to know what everyone's thinking.
So if this comes through, you would be the youngest guy on council.
Yeah, I believe so. So I'm 29. I think there's a couple of guys in their 30s. But yeah, 29. Look, Macca, you know that I've had an interest in politics, for a while. My main interest, though, with politics is, why does it seem like there's a massive disconnect between the people who are elected to represent us and what the actual people think?
Yeah. We talk about it all the time. Yeah. We've said, why are they doing this? Why is this going on? And you've actually decided to pull your finger out and do something about it.
Look, I'm putting my hand up. People are going to like me or lump me. That's fine. If you think like, oh, what are you doing this for? Get in touch with me. I'd love to chat to you.
Yeah.
And look, it's going to be a challenge. I don't purport to know everything. I'll have a lot to learn, but all I can do is put my hand up. I think I've got some skills and experience that are different to potentially the other councillors that are currently on there, could add something. But yeah, by all means, if you live in Division 10, get in touch.
I like that a lot of the older people in Hervey Bay like younger people.
Yeah.
You know, I've had people 60 plus say, we need some young people around. We're not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
We need to get some young blood in this place. We need to get this place up and thriving. And that's the really good sort of support that I see on the Fraser Coast.
Yeah, mate. I've been out chatting to people of all ages just in terms of getting nominees, because you need people to nominate you to run for the seat of all ages. And yeah, some of the older people I've chatted to, yeah, they're fully on board. And, you know, they just want someone who will genuinely listen. But the other thing is too, after I listen, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, we'll definitely do something and then disappear. Do you know, like, I'll give you an honest answer. Can we do something now? Can we do something in the future? Is it not going to happen? I'll just be upfront with people.
Well, it's very exciting, and to be perfectly honest, we're not going to harp on and on about this. We needed to address it.
Yeah, because it's news in the paper today.
Yep.
Thought we'd speak about it, but it's not going to change the show. Our job, we believe, has always been to just hopefully put a smile on your face on the way to work so you can get through another day. But look, if you want to chat to me about stuff happening with Council, Division 10, if you live in that division, get in contact.